distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about Tex.
Oh, good morning, Tex. Welcome. Now, I'm going to get to the hard-hitting topics in just a moment, but I've got something just, you know, eating away at me at the moment.
What?
You're eating a chewy and having a coffee. Yeah. How do you do this? There are blokes I go out with that chew on a chewy and drink a beer at the same time. Yeah. How can you do that? You can't have a chewy and drink coffee.
Chew like that?
I know how you do it.
Oh, you just said, how do you do it?
Surely the taste.
Why do I do it?
Yeah.
What about the taste? Doesn't it ruin the coffee taste?
A bit of mixture. Look.
Oh, my God.
It's minty fresh. You've had a mint slice before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Chocolate and mint. That coffee and mint cake, you can do it. It's
what
nice.
Flavour chewy have you got?
The green one.
Spearmint.
Spearmint.
Because he's a good
person. Spearmint, chewy and coffee.
It's funny. If you ever run into Rory Laird, comment about his breath. He hates it. He hates coffee breath.
Right.
So he'll have a coffee in the morning. You always know when Laird's out of coffee, he's just chewing chewy very hard.
Right. Anyway.
You know, you guys should start calling that room meal Truma meal.
You've been paying attention.
Oh, you do not miss.
No.
Your rumours are very true.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Feel free to help us out with some now and then.
If you've heard anything.
Yeah, I've heard a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What do you got?
Might have to tell you off air.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You could win $1,000.
I did see someone on a date the other day.
Oh!
Wasn't on a date.
Oh,
where was a friend.
Where was she?
That's a date?
It was a friendship date. He's got a girlfriend. I'm his mate.
The can of worms is open.
Literally was just two people having a conversation. What were you doing out, you dirty perv? It was
Look more than... I'm just joking.
That's too far, mate.
Just joking. He's got a girlfriend.
I pash all my friends, mate. genuinely just friends.
Good on you.
Yeah, good on you.
All right. Now, Tex, the hard topics. Wayne Miller yesterday fronted the media and has revisited, I guess is the right way to put it, what happened with you prior to Christmas and you were suspended. We're talking about the racial situation. And he talked about his friendship with you and that it might have been fractured there for a while. I'll let you answer this because he commented on it yesterday. Where are you at with your indigenous... In fact, let's hear Wayne talk about it.
It was very disappointing. Take a long time to build a relationship, and when something like that happens, it damages that relationship, so it's not going to be fixed all of a sudden. Done his apology and said sorry to us and said sorry to the club, and I think it's just about him now. Acting on what his actions that he's going to do.
Now, sorry to raise this again, but where are you at?
No, don't be sorry, mate. It's one of those things that'll always pop its head up, and he's 100% right. I broke the relationship with them, and I'm building it. I feel like I'm making inroads into that, but it's going to be a long time before, I don't know, we call it forgiveness, that they do forgive me, but yeah. We're working on it, and that's just where it's at.
How do you go out in the streets with Indigenous people that you run into, Tex? I know you went up to Port Augusta, and a lot of the locals up there were, you know, in your corner and supporting you and everything. Generally, is it, you know, mostly positive?
Yeah, mostly positive. They've been pretty good. Some have come up to me and challenged me, which is they're well within their rights.
Yep.
But, yeah, some have probably... Bit of both, bit of a balance. So
a lot of them love footy, don't they?
They absolutely
love footy.
But I think they're like from my relationships with, you know, Graham Johncock and guys like that, they are very forgiving. Like they do like to move on with things. So they don't forget, but they do move on a little bit. And that's my personal view on it. And but there's still a lot of hard work to go, and I put my hand up and I'm ready to do it.
And Tex, we know how hard you did it at the time. And you put your hand up and said, I made a terrible mistake. And I know you went through a lot of pain. And I'm sorry we've raised it, but Wayne commented on it yesterday, and that's the only reason we're asking you. But
don't be sorry, mate.
No.
Don't be sorry.
We love you, and we're on your side with helping get through this whole situation.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to straighten your kicking out, all right?
We'll go to a break.
One goal, four. What are you doing?
I can show you. We've got a little...
Loz, you wouldn't believe it. Loz and Tommy here kick the footy during when she gets bored with Ruinite. She goes out there and kicks the footy all morning.
I'll give you some tips.
AFLW? Or stick to the corporate box.
I think she's the best work in the corporate box. Right.
It's my speed's the issue. The accuracy is not the issue, it's the speed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We haven't spoken about the game. I thought it was a fantastic game in the first half, and I thought the last quarter you played better than them. You just didn't kick straight. So that was a bad third quarter. Couple of questions, Tex. What can the Adelaide Football Club do about their lapses in games? It happened in the third quarter on the weekend. It happened against Carlton in the third quarter, and it happened for the first half against GWS. What can they do to shut it down to two or three goals in a run?
Oh, well, structurally you can try and change things. But I think the easiest way is to win the footy, get your hands on the footy to control the game.
So attack it rather than defend.
Yeah. Right. So they're the two things I'd say.
Right. Is that what you've been trying to do the last few weeks?
Yeah.
Just got to do it better.
Yeah. Right. We've been up against very, very quality sides.
Yes, I understand that.
All right. You can't comment on umpires, but we've been told a story this morning that the Adelaide Football Club have written to the AFL after the game the other night saying, please explain some of the decisions.
It was in our overnight news, wasn't it?
Yeah. So clearly someone at the club's not happy about what did go on. Let me put it to you this way. Is there one of the new rules that you don't like? Are there many new rules that you don't like? You know, all right.
You said I'm not allowed to comment.
No, you can't bag an umpire or say that was a bad decision. Oh. But I think you can comment on the game.
Oh, sorry.
On the game in general.
No, well, all
do you like the umpire dissent rule?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, because it flows down to kids' games and you just...
Okay.
I know it's like the extreme of like if you put your hands up, it's 50, but you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And people just don't like change. Mm. It'll by the end of the year, everyone will be used to it.
Yeah.
They're already 90. It's really the only issue at the moment is umpire consistency with the rule.
I don't like the player running through the protected zone. I don't think that should be 50.
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of rules that people don't like, but... Anyway, you got to have umpires to have a game.
No,
I reckon the 50 is too far. I reckon the 50 is like if you're going to give these free kicks.
Don't say that as a forwarder. It gives you a chance to have a shot on goal.
Yeah, but 50 is a massive penalty.
Yeah,
I reckon it should be 25.
But Tex, it's interesting you say that. Like
have a 25 and a 50 and 25 for small
ones. I was
about
to say that.
50 if you do something just ridiculous.
If it was like the one where he accidentally runs past the mark.
25.
Just do it 25.
Yep. Yeah.
Is it worth 50? Probably not.
No.
I think the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
But let's clarify that we're not having a crack at the umpires. Actually, we're talking about the people that bring the rules in, aren't we?
Yes.
So we're not, and I mean that we're not having a go at the umpires.
We're making it harder, too hard for the umpires.
Yeah. Mm. So people that have introduced these rules have maybe gone a little bit too far. Anyway,
when you accidentally put your hands up like that, can you just like do the arm worm or something,
or
like a robot, just to wave at the crowd? Are there ways to get out of it so you don't give away a kick?
I can't remember what game it was this year, but there was a funny one of Rory Laird where he put his arms up and he realised, I can't do that.
Keep going.
And he put his arms like right next to his legs, like he was a spoilt little brat. It was so good.
Tell us about goal kicking, Tex. You are one of the best kicks in the league, but you had a little bit of an off day the other night. What is the most important thing for kids out there listening now as they get ready for school? What do you do when you've missed one or missed two? How do you get that little voice out of the back of your head telling you, don't miss another one, or can't afford to miss another one? Well, what do you do?
You've got to have a routine.
Yep.
Right. Whatever shot it is, whether it's 30 out, 40 out, angle, on the boundary line, you've got to have your routine so that's what you focus on. You focus on the process rather than the outcome.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to say. I missed a few on the weekend. But,
but that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Sometimes you don't hit them right.
Well, you've got to go back to your routine and practice it so then it becomes second nature and you just do it. And it just takes everything out of it, the weather, what's happening in the game, the fan, whatever.
Yep. Mm. So even a bloke who's kicked 500 goals, does that little mind in the back of your head play tricks with you, or are you just having a bad day?
Yeah, he was very mischievous on the weekend.
Yeah, they're naughty, those little buggers, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're hard to block out sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What do they say? Can you say it on air?
Lots of things, Loz. Mm. We'll have to talk.
I reckon I've got one of them too. Just not goal kicking, but just other things. Yeah.
We've all got one, Loz.
All right, dad joke for us, Tex.
Well, it's a big week next week.
Right.
It's we start Diarrhea Awareness Week. Right.
Next week?
Yep.
Diarrhea
starts
awareness.
On Monday. Mm. Runs until Friday.
You are an idiot.
You could be the ambassador for that week.
So good dits, but not the right one.
Tex Walker, thanks. Two distinctive homes.
See you, team.
See you, Tex.
Perfect for your lifestyle.